Happy Advent season, friends. This is Mary DeMuth on this third day of December. And I love to pray through the Bible verse by verse. And so that's what we're doing here today. So what we're going to be doing up until Christmas are all of the verses that either, or at least a great many of the verses that are messianic or point to Jesus and his birth and his life. We're going to be reading through some of those, several Psalms, a lot from Isaiah, and then I'm going to be reading the gospel accounts of the birth of Jesus, just to prepare you for the season. I know this season can be super crazy and we can lose our focus and really lose what we're celebrating. And so I, for my own self, wanted to do this as well. So today I'm reading one of the messianic Psalms, Psalm 2 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth take a stand and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, "Let's break their bonds apart and cast their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his wrath. Yes, I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. Yahweh said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will give the nations for your inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Give sincere homage to the Son, lest he be angry and you perish on the way. For his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are those who take refuge in him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's so much here that echoes back into the New Testament, and I'm super grateful for just the harmony of Scripture. Lord, you came to this earth on the holy hill of Zion. And when you were baptized, Jesus, we heard echoes of these same words, "You are my son, today I've become your father." In the baptism, it says, "In whom I am well pleased." So there's just that echoing of not only the birth, but also the baptism and the inauguration of your ministry. Just this idea of kingliness and judgment, and the fact that we should serve you with fear and trembling. And Lord, may it be that as we look forward to the birth of your son and we think about all of the amazing things that happened just by being born on this earth, that we would rejoice with trembling, that we would hold you in high regard and have fear of you, a holy fear of who you are and your great, amazing, redemptive plan. I'm still really stunned that you broke through time and eternity and the beauty of heaven to come to this earth, and not in some sort of pageantry and not in some sort of like amazing announcement, although it was very cool that the angels had some things to say about it, but you were lowly. You came to us in a hay trough. And it's as if you wanted to say, "I know what it's like to be human. I know what it's like to be broken. I know what it's like to not have clothes. I know what it's like to be cold and hungry. I know what it's like to be poor and simple and have a simple lifestyle. I know what it's like to grow up with parents. I know what it's like to be a teenager. I know what it's like to have all of, you know, the hard things that happen in life to come happen to you." So thank you, Jesus, for the fact that you are our empathetic Savior. You're the one who understands what it's like to trod on this earth, to live here when maybe before we could have railed our fists at you, like we just heard in the book of Job, like, "You don't understand, you haven't been here before." But we can't say that now, because you do understand and you have been here before. And now you're seated at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. And for that, Jesus, I am grateful. And so I pray that this Psalm 2 would inform us in the next couple weeks to remember that you are also the one who will judge the living and the dead, that at your name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we want to do that on this side of heaven. We want to bow our knee before you. We want to confess that you are the Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah and praise your name. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And thank you to all of you who support the podcast on Patreon. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, you'll receive a free painting every month. At $25, a secret podcast that I will record just for you. And at $100, I'll add you to my prayer chain, my little prayer group that prays for me. So thank you so much ahead of time for those of you who are considering maybe a year-end gift. That would be a really good way to do it. And all of you who do that and all of you who pray for this ministry, I'm so grateful. Pray Every Day is on the air because of you and because of the greatness of God and his amazing, beautiful power and strength. Even when I got to the mic today to pray, I was weary and the Lord gave me the strength I needed. So I'm so grateful for him.